Hello there, everyone. This is Tech 5 from tech5music.com and from the Technically Speaking podcast. I just wanted to take a quick second and say that if you have a budding business or an ingenuitive, illustrious idea or just a business or a concept that you would like to get out there and advertise to people, please feel free to reach out to us at editor@tech5music.com. We have advertising plans that begin as low as $9.99. So for just under $10, you can get space on our podcast as well as a little bit of space on our website to advertise your idea, your product, or your business. We'd love to have you, and we'd love for you to reach out. Some limitations and restrictions do apply, and again, that is editor@tech5music.com. Thank you, guys, and I hope you enjoy the podcast. Okay, mic check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2.
This is Tech 5.
Oh, this is no one. I thought you said this is
every
podcast for a
time,
second.
Every time. No, it's okay. This is the Technically Speaking podcast where we come at you with music, video games, and film news, as well as, you know, what me and number one, sorry, his name's not Malik. Why would it be Malik? Who knows? real inconspicuous, but yes. So yeah, and I actually did a pre-recorded ad read this week, or ad spacer, whatever you want to call it, so we don't have to do that this week. So yeah, Malik, how has your week been? I haven't seen you since last weekend.
It's been busy. Well, this weekend has been pretty busy, but yeah. Oh yeah, D&D. Oh boy. Okay, so last time we left off, I told you that we're like preparing to fight dragons and stuff like that, right?
I believe so.
Well, we were talking to the storm giant whose mansion that we're living in, and all of a sudden an army of dragons, red dragons, which are the most powerful dragons in the game, suddenly burst through the doors and start attacking the party and the storm giant. So me and my party, we're trying to fight this like smaller red dragon, but it's like it's taking a while because it's very strong. We're not that strong to fight it, and it runs off to get one of the larger dragons, which it does, because I think our paladin almost killed it but missed a chance to do so. So we now end up having to fight a larger red dragon instead. And we're fighting and fighting and fighting, and we all get to 0 hit points. And like, the storm giant somehow magically like makes time stop. Like, I guess they can do that. I honestly have no clue about this. But he makes time stop and opens a portal, and it sends us to like another plane of existence. Cause like, now instead of going to the Underdark, we have to find a way to defeat all these red dragons and get stronger, basically. And it was like, it was just a draining session, because like by the end of it I was like, oh my god, so much bad shit has happened. I'm tired, you know, like when you finish watching a show, they get attached to all the characters and like they all almost die and you don't want them to, you know. And like, yeah, like and that was like the end of like season one, apparently. So like now we're gonna be like another plane of existence, I guess, or something, and like we're gonna have to get stronger and try not to like get at each other in the process. So it's gonna be very, very interesting.
Okay.
And that's pretty much all that happened. Yeah.
Okay. What happened in your regular life this week? Anything exciting?
Well, yeah, that was on Friday, and then I went to go work out, and I deadlifted a 395, which is a new personal record for me right now. Saturday, I went to bike club over in Shawsville, and it's been a while since I've been the bite suit, so that was fun. And then after that, I went to the gym again, did my workout. It was kind of alright. I might need to change it up a big bit. And then after that, I went to Rising Silo. And it's getting a little more crowded, but like that's not bad to see because I remember when I first went there, it was like pretty empty and everything, but now it's like more lively, you know, with all the people being there.
Yeah.
And then Sunday I woke up and now I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
My weekend was okay. So this week for my regular day job, I was in Fredericksburg, Virginia. So I was up in the Nova area, which was nice. It was very cold up there, and then apparently the cold followed me back because as soon as I came back, the temperature here dropped a good amount. Yeah, overall, it was a pretty good week. Not a whole lot happened that was super eventful. Election day was this week. Virginia got a Democratic governor, and I assume this is very much in response to the Trump presidency, as well as a number of other Democratic candidates were elected within the Virginia House and things of that nature.
Speaking of which, I was kind of surprised by like how fast we got the results. You know, I was expecting to come back like a couple of days later.
No, they're pretty quick. The governors and the state races are usually just as fast as the national in terms of... Actually, the national is usually a slower return just because they have so many votes. But yeah, no, the state legislatures are usually pretty quick, or the state voting process is pretty quick. Now, the local community, that can sometimes take a while because there's just... A lot of those are just done by hand still. But yeah, no, so that happened this week. That wasn't really in my life, though. In terms of my life, as Malik has learned, I have finally mastered the art of sampling. Or not mastered, but I've now reached a competent point where I can properly sample. So I've been experimenting with music things and whatnot. Actually, the intro song, if it is not the song we've been using, is probably a song that I've recently created using sampling. So I've been working with a lot of old funk records, like the Isley Brothers and... Yeah, so Footsteps in the Dark was one of my first, just because I love It Was a Good Day by Ice Cube. So that was one of the first songs I learned how to, you know, work and sample with. So I've been working with a lot of Burt Bacharach and other, you know, 50s and 60s artists, and some 70s to a degree. So that was my week. Also, just as a quick shout out, she asked that I not say her name because she doesn't want her name said, but I'm talking about a certain person because I promised I would say it during the podcast, mostly to, you know, pick on and annoy her, but hopefully she'll think it's funny and she'll think it's cool. So anyway, shout out to that person, whoever you are. She knows who she is. I didn't really go out this week. As has been the pattern the past few weeks, Steve goes out and has awkward moments at bars or... I didn't do that this week. I just kind of stayed in and worked on my house and stuff.
We were going to go on a milkshake run, but then I had to like tell you like I already had other plans, and I kind of felt bad about that.
No. I asked you at the last minute. Normally,
yeah, you kind of did.
Yeah, well, I just happened to be in Blacksburg, and I was like, hey, maybe he wants to go get a milkshake. And you were like, no, I'm busy. And I was like, oh, okay. So I went and got a milkshake by myself. it was all good.
Speaking of milkshakes, changing the subject real quick. Well, not really. You know that Burger King has like those cereal milkshakes, right?
No, what is that?
Yeah, they have like a Fruit Loops milkshake and a Cinnamon Toast Crunch milkshake, I believe.
Okay.
And I've only had the Fruit Loops one, and it's pretty good, honestly.
Really? Because that sounds disgusting.
No, you gotta try it. It's really good, actually.
Okay, I'll try that. I'll give it a shot. I'm not one for fast food milkshakes, except if they're from the place I used to work
Cookout,
at.
Hard, I guess?
No, Hardee's. I don't really Hardee's, like Cookout. Yeah. Cookout's more like ice cream that they give to you and say it's a milkshake.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah. Anyway, so that was my week in a nutshell. Not a whole lot going on. This week, I will be in Fairfax, and I'll be in the D.C. area. Okay. So hopefully, I will get a chance to maybe go into into the DC area and check out what that's going on. I'm hoping to go by the Wizards Stadium and pick up some stuff for me and Malik. Hopefully. That might not happen. It depends on time. But yeah. So let us jump into, unless you have anything additional you'd like to add.
No, not really. I'm doing good so far.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's jump into music. So Malik, what music news do you have, or any new artists or anything of that nature that you'd like to discuss?
Well, I haven't listened to him in a while, but like he released a new album, Big Crit. He released a new album called Forever Is a Mighty Long Time, and it just released, I believe, this past Friday?
Okay.
It's a very new album, and it's pretty good, honestly. Like, the first couple of tracks, I guess like the first 7 or 8 tracks are they're really good, especially Big Bang with T.I. And then the second half it doesn't go as hard as the first half, but it's a little bit more personal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the songs in the second half kind of reminded me of one of songs by Kendrick Lamar and To Pimp a Butterfly called You, where he gets really into it, personally and everything.
Right.
But all in all, I had a really fun time with it. It's really good.
Okay. Yeah. What was the name of the album and the artist again?
Forever Is a Mighty Long Time. But the way Forever is spelled is with the number 4, then EVA.
Okay.
And it's by Big Crit.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. I don't have a huge... I mean, it's a recommendation, but it's more just, I guess, news. So Eminem and Beyonce released a song on Friday.
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, and it is getting... It's called... The song title is Walk on Water, and it's the lead... it's the first single from his upcoming album, Revival, which is currently expected to release this upcoming Friday, November the 17th.
Okay.
I have my suspicions. I don't know if it's going to release that week, but it might.
Yeah.
Just generally, there's a little bit more leeway into an album, because if that song released on Friday the 10th, that only leaves that leaves 1 week to advertise the album. That's not a long amount of time. But granted, Eminem is
he's a big name, so he'll be fine.
Yeah, him and Beyonce are they're in a different pantheon of fame.
Mm-hmm.
They're in that level of fame where they can't go out in public because people will just be all over them. They have to lead somewhat secretive lives.
They'd be instantly recognizable. I mean, recognized and everything.
Yeah, because if you see Beyonce, there's just masses of people around her. If you see Eminem, there's just masses of people. So they can't even lead normal, semi-regular lives because of that.
Yeah.
And so anyway, the song is called Walk on Water. And as the title alludes, it's very much about Eminem's, not his perception, but the public perception that he is, he's a rap god, and he's he's on par with Tupac and Biggie and all these other, big figures in hip hop that are, dead. But then the irony of the song is him being no, I'm not as good as any of these people I look up to, and I really wish people would stop comparing me to them. But it's ironic in the sense that whenever he was younger, releasing Marshall Mathers LP and the Eminem Show and, his early stuff, it was he would often put himself at the bottom of that list of people, but he was still on that list. So it's just very interesting to see him mature as he's getting older.
Yeah.
Have you heard the song?
Not yet.
It is very different. It is because it's an acoustic song, so it's Beyonce singing. There's very little instrumentation. There's not even a drum beat. There's no drum beat in this song. It sounds like someone playing on a piano. I think it's a piano. I haven't listened to it since yesterday, but it's very mellow and it's very sad, to be 100% honest. It's a sad song.
It kind of sounds like it.
Are you listening to it right now?
Oh no, I'm just going based off the title.
Yeah, and so the chorus was written by Skylar Grey, performed by Beyonce, and then Eminem writes all his own lyrics. So the track was produced by Rick Rubin, who's most famous for producing the Beastie Boys back in the day. He also was one of the lead producers on Eminem's last album.
Okay.
Yeah, so I recommend checking it out. It's very different. Some people are hating it, like the hardcore early Eminem fans hate this song. I like it. I think it's very mature, and it's great to see an artist grow and try different things, even if they don't always work. But
yeah.
Yeah. So anywho, do you have any other music news before we jump into or any other recommendation? Anything you've been listening to this week that you're like, man, you guys got to go check this out?
I don't think I really have anything besides the Big Creek album.
Okay. Well, in that case, let's jump over to... Let's jump over to sports, because that is Malik's headway. So, Malik, what's happening? Fill me in. What's happening in the sports world?
Well, the Wizards are on a 2-game winning streak, because as of right now, they beat the Lakers at home, splitting that series to 1-1. So that's the last time they'll be meeting the Lakers. And then they recently beat the Hawks in like a... It was a pretty bad game for the Hawks, honestly, because I think last time I checked, it was a blowout. Damn, let me do a double check. Okay. Yeah, 113-94. So yeah, it was a blowout. And then tomorrow at 7, they play the Kings, which honestly, I think they'll win that game too. But anyways, like they're now 7-5, and they're fifth in the conference, which is not a bad place to be, because as long as you're in the top 8, you're eligible to be in the playoffs. But it's still early in the season, so like anything could happen, you know.
Yeah.
So there's that. As for the Cowboys, so Zeke has been officially suspended for 6 games after like this whole fiasco has been going on. And I think that like if he hasn't fought like the sentencing and everything, he probably would have been eligible to play like right now, but no, he has to spend 6 weeks, and he's also leaving the country like to clear his head and just focus on training, which I can't blame him, honestly, because it's just been very confusing and interesting, you know, this whole thing.
Okay, and just for a recap, in case listeners. Maybe this is the first time listening to the podcast. What can just in a, you know, like 30 seconds, can you, what was he charged with and why is this happening?
All right, 30 seconds. back in his college days when he went to Ohio State, he apparently abused his ex-girlfriend, and like now it's coming back to pretty much bite him in the ass. But as far as I know, there's no real evidence that it happened. So it's pretty much more like he said, she said sort of things right now. And yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I already, as Malik knows, I already knew that, but just in case you weren't aware of what Malik was talking about, this is why Zeke is leaving the country and doing, you know, taking 6 games off.
Well, he's been suspended for 6 games. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like he's leaving. He's not allowed to play.
Yeah.
So yeah. Any other, news in terms of any other sports?
Well, this still retains to the NFL, but apparently, like, there's something going on with Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, who, like, apparently he wants to overthrow the commissioner of the NFL because of his contract or something. Like, it's still, like, a very new story, so I could be getting some things wrong here, but, like, apparently the commissioner asked for, like, $50 million a year in a private jet for life, and I guess Jones doesn't like that or something? Like, again, I could be getting some things wrong because it's just the story just came out today. So, yeah.
Okay. I will say that that is a surprisingly... So, the commissioner of the NFL is kind of like the boss of it all, right?
I think so.
I'm not familiar with the way that their hierarchy works, but I assume he's a very high up person in the NFL, the commissioner.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that $50 million is his salary. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but, like,
no,
I imagine it being...
For.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm surprised it's not already that. As much right. money as the NFL makes...
Yeah, dude, they make quite a bit of money, yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a multi-billion dollar industry each year. So, I'm just a little surprised that that's all... I mean, that's like, I guess I'm happy that he doesn't make more than that. And I mean, that's still an obtuse amount of money. Don't get me wrong. $50 million a year is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. That's a life changing amount of money.
Oh my God. $1 million. Like, no, $500,000 is a life changing amount of money. $500,000 would pay off all of my loans. It would pay for a house, multiple cars, and enough money to send my first two kids to college whenever that time comes. Like, so if anybody out there has a $500,000 that they don't need, me and Malik, we're here. we could use that. Anyway, so anything else that's happening in sports? Because I am always, as you know, I'm out of the loop on that. Anything new with the Kaepernick story?
I think there was something new. Hang on, let me do a quick search.
Because last I heard, there was a deal on the table, and Kaepernick, his party had yet to respond. Last time I heard, now I might be incorrect in that, but that's something that I.
Well, apparently the Texans aren't going to sign him, which is okay.
What did he refuse, or did they?
They refused. Did he,
he tried to wait. Did Kaepernick apply to the Texans?
Yeah. I could be getting some things wrong here. But basically what I'm seeing is like, long story short, the Texans didn't sign Kaepernick, basically.
Yeah.
Or they're not going to sign him.
Yeah, but what I'm more curious about was, did the Texans offer him a contract and he turned it down, or did he apply to the Texans and they turned him down?
It might be the latter.
Oh. Interesting, because if anybody listened to last week's, my whole take on this was that if Kaepernick took a deal from the NFL, he was selling out a little bit.
I mean, but I do want him to play again, honestly.
No, I would love to see him play, but like, I guess I want to see the change first. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. I guess this is still in the early stages of the story developing, so I'll reserve judgment for the moment.
Oh, going back to the NBA, Kyrie Irving is actually out for a little bit because he got elbowed in the face by a teammate in the first opening minutes of the Hornets game.
Oh, and he's on, who's he playing with now?
The Celtics.
Interesting.
I mean, so we might see face Max Kyrie, so that should be fun to watch again.
Oh my God.
And that's pretty much all I have for sports right now.
Okay. I don't have anything for sports. The only thing that I kind of follow is the Kaepernick story. Mm-hmm. But thank you for your fill in, Malik. Moving on to movies and games. So this is actually a fairly big week for video games this upcoming week. Not as big as the Assassin's Creed Origins, Wolfenstein, Odyssey opening weekend, but there's quite a few games coming out next weekend.
What's coming out next weekend?
We're seeing the Skyrim LA Noire come out next week. It's a week of re-releases, but it's a big week for the Switch because a lot of these are really big moments for that particular console.
Yeah.
We're also seeing Star Wars Battlefront 2 releases this upcoming Friday, and I think if you pre-ordered or preloaded, I think you can start playing as early as Tuesday, the 14th, if I'm not mistaken. I might be crazy, but I vaguely remember seeing that somewhere that if you pre-ordered it before a certain date, you could actually play a few days early. So there's that happening, and then let me look at my list. Eminem's album is expected to come out this Friday, although that's a music news thing.
Yeah.
Hobson's new album, which has been dubbed, where's the title of that? I did not type the title. Wow, I feel really sloppy. But Hobson has a new album. Oh, No Shame.
Yeah.
His new No Shame is dropping on the 24th. Doom for the Nintendo Switch launched this Friday, which has already happened.
That's still pretty fun to think about, that Doom, a very mature violent game, is coming out on the Switch.
Yeah, I was tempted to buy it, but I already own it on PC, and anytime I take my Switch somewhere, I have my PC too. So I was like, I don't need to pay $60 for a game I already own. but that is really exciting, though. I would be interested to see a side-by-side comparison. Like, you know, what did they have to take away from the full game to put it on the Switch, like graphics and whatnot?
Well, from what I see, like, they took away the free movement and everything. Like, it's like, you know how most VR shooters, like, you can't really, like, free move anywhere, move freely anywhere. You have to, like, it's like a track almost, I guess. You point and click to go somewhere, you know?
Okay.
It's something like that from what I see.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder why they would do that, because there's two analog sticks. I don't see why you couldn't just, you know?
I don't know.
That's interesting. I'm gonna look into that, because that intrigues me. In terms of movies, last week we had Thor Ragnarok. So that was a week and a half ago.
Yeah, that was a week and a half ago.
I have not seen it. I've been hearing good things. Granted, Marvel has kind of fallen into a template for creating great movies. Now, great, I'm saying in terms of production value and continuation of story. I personally am not a fan of Marvel movies. Malik is more that. That's more his wheelhouse.
And plus, I've been with the franchise or the MCU since, like, the beginning and everything.
Yeah, and you were even with Marvel before all of this was happening. Like, you were a comic book kid.
Yeah. Oh, and going back to what I said about Doom, I think I'm wrong, because it looks like you can move freely and not, like, the point and click, so I think I'm wrong on that. Map had
okay.
Everyone.
Gotcha. Have you ever listened to the Kinda Funny Games cast?
No.
Oh, well, I recommend it, because it's, like, it's basically just video game news. Mm-hmm. They release an episode every day, so it's, like, there's always something new to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But what they do during their, they do a live stream of their podcast, and maybe one day we'll be at that point. But what they do is they have a website where you can like tweet to them, like if they say something wrong, you tweet to them, and at the end they have a segment where they're like, okay, what did we get wrong? And they go through, and so like somebody, a listener could have caught our mistake and corrected us and given us a link to verify that.
Yeah.
And that's something they do, which I think is really cool, because it's like, that way you're not getting fake news. You're getting like, oh, we missaid something, and now we're correcting ourselves. Like, I think that's...
And it allows the community to be more in touch with the creators and everything, too, which is nice.
Yeah, and it makes them feel like they're being listened to, also, because it's like, hey, we're actually reading the things you're posting.
Mm-hmm.
I think major news companies could take a hint, but, you know, that's just me. But yeah, so that's really cool. I think that's awesome that they do that. But yeah, do you have any movies, shows that you've been watching, anything this week?
I still haven't watched any more episodes of Stranger Things. I need to get on that. And same thing for Black Mirror. But I did take the plunge and watch The Babysitter on Netflix. With only because like I saw it had the comedian King Batch, and it's like, yeah, I'll give it a shot. Why not? And it's pretty much like a love letter to like 80s. Thriller horror movies, and it's very cheesy and campy, but it's also very funny too, and I definitely recommend it.
Okay.
Oh, and that's for a synopsis about this I think he's 12 or 13. Anyway, it's this kid who whose parents go out of town for the weekend or it's for the night, and so they get him a babysitter, but it turns out this babysitter is not exactly who she appears to be, and it's just chaos from there. Like, I would get more into it, but I think it's better not going in. So yeah, I definitely recommend it.
Okay. The Babysitter. Okay, I'll put that on my queue.
Yeah, and it came out the 13th of October.
Okay, so it's fairly new.
Yeah.
Okay. I have been watching... I watched the first episode of Mindhunter.
How was it?
I really enjoyed it. It's definitely a David Fincher piece. He's the director. Are you familiar with Fincher at all, Malik?
I think I might have seen some of his movies, but I'm not 100% sure.
He's most famous for, if you've seen Seven, or you've seen...
I've seen Seven, yeah.
The Social Network.
I haven't seen that.
Gone Girl.
I've seen Gone Girl. I liked it.
Yeah, those are all... I would say, his most famous movies. He's done quite a few others, but those are like the three that I would reference you to. But yeah, you can definitely tell it's him. His cinematography and his placement of characters and whatnot is perfect, as a, you know, or not perfect, but you know, very masterful. Mm-hmm. Really, really good. And then I started watching the most recent season of South Park because I realized that I have Hulu for, not for free, but it's a part of my Spotify package,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, if you get Spotify Premium, you get Hulu as well, which is really nice, actually.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of, because apparently it's only if you have the student package, though, not just regular Spotify Premium.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But because I'm a grad student, I guess I still get that. I was like, okay, cool. I'm not going to knock it. Cool. That's fine with me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I started watching South Park again. I forgot that it's a pretty solid show, and it's 20 whatever its season.
Mm-hmm. How was the first episode of Mindhunter? So
it was really good. So the I won't spoil it for anyone that wants to watch it because it is fairly new, and I will say that first episode felt really full. The first episode of anything shouldn't feel like filler, mm-hmm. but it kept me interested, which in recent years I've become less and less interested in TV and even to a certain degree movies. Not that I'm not interested, because I love making movies and I love studying them, but after you study movies for so long, watching them becomes
a bit of a chore,
a little,
I guess.
More, not even a chore, but you can't help but start picking apart everything the second you see it.
So you can't really enjoy it.
It gets really hard to just purely enjoy something. Yeah. Like, you have to put yourself in that setting. Like, when we went to IMAX to see Blade Runner, yeah. I went in and I was like, I'm just going to enjoy this for what it is, and then I'm going to rewatch it again later, and then I'm going to, like, you know, really critique it then. Yeah. But, like, I went there knowing I was going to do that. I had, you know, a day or two to mentally prepare myself to just drop all expectation. So that being said, Mindhunter is one of the first shows in many years where I've been able to go into it without having to do all that prep work and still enjoy it.
Okay.
So yeah, so, and that's to me a testament of how good it is, because like I can still enjoy it and not have to like cleanse my brain of it first. Right. Yeah, so I think you would really like it. Like the shows that you've told me you enjoy.
What am I thinking of? The description of the show I see on Netflix, it kind of reminds me of Inception, I guess. I could be wrong.
No, I wouldn't compare it to Inception. Okay. Maybe in terms of cinematography, because it's shot very similar, but it's not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. It's just as a synopsis of the show, although it's one of the most popular things on Netflix right now. It is it's an episodic series that's all about a gentleman who in the FBI who, along with a few other people, decide that they're going to start figuring out ways to understand serial killers and what motivates them and what, you know, really makes them tick. Because starting with, you know, some of the early cults like you know, Charles Manson, and you know, some of those events.
Yeah.
They also reference the Manson murders quite a few times in the show. But really breaking down, like, what made them snap and just decide to kill a bunch of people? Because by all other accounts, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
But then it does. It's just no one took the time to understand these people. And, you know, which the idea is, you know, maybe we can help prevent these mass murders. So I think the show really touches on some subject matter that, while not in your face, is pretty relevant today. You know, we had a terrible event, tragedy, that happened in Texas a week ago. Or a few days ago, earlier this week, you know, in recent years, Virginia Tech, you know, back in the mid-2000s, Columbine, Sandy Hook, you know, all these terrible tragedies. This show, I think, touches on the mindset of these people that just snap and lose it and do these terrible things. So it's very, while it's based in the 60s and 70s, I think it's very relevant now, if that makes sense. But it does a good job of not being in your face about it, and that's what I appreciate about it, because it's not like, oh, like, here's why we need to have gun control, and here's why we need to have, you know, mental health services available. It's not about it. Anyway, hopefully you will understand.
Yeah,
no,
I understand what you're talking about, yeah.
But yeah, so that was my spiel.
Okay.
Do you have anything else you'd like to talk about? Because I noticed we are actually way early on time for the week. Like, we are We are only at like 35 minutes. And
yeah, we are.
We normally go for anywhere for an hour to an hour. Like, we have zoomed through this podcast. And I don't know if it's just we're getting better and we're like, you know, we come prepared. I think we're just more prepared.
I think so too, to be 100% honest.
So is there anything else you would like to add? Because if this repeats and we are going this short, you know, next week we'll record and then like
it'll be like
3 weeks from now, if we might have to add a section because this is actually a little short for a podcast. But yeah, is there anything else you'd like to add or anything else you'd like to mention? About anything.
I'm trying to think.
Any life advice? What would you tell your children if they were right here, right now?
When you go to a bar, don't buy a table or round of shots and not introduce yourself.
Okay, you know what? We can drop that.
No, we're not dropping it.
I didn't even go to a bar this weekend, so I couldn't have made that mistake.
No, good for you. You saved your money.
I did save my money. You're right. By not buying people a round of shots. But
you can just
anyway.
Buy yourself a round of shots for a change.
But, like, I don't... I'm
just
good.
Buy yourself a round of shots and water or something.
Yeah. So, okay. So, full disclosure. As Malik knows, I don't really drink. I have drunk in the past. Mostly because I was, like, going through a depression
thing.
You'll
drink regularly, basically.
I'm considering just going back to just not drinking at all.
I mean, that's fine, yeah.
Like...
You do you.
Just, like... Yeah, but anyway. But yeah, no, life advice, Malik, other than don't buy shots. I mean, my life advice is don't be, you know, don't judge people on their smart car. But I already gave that advice last week.
Yeah, you did. And you're still pretty salty behind it. I can tell by the tone of your voice.
No, I'm not. I'm good right now. I had a pretty good week, so I'm not salty about anything right now. Knock on wood. I'm feeling pretty good about life in general right now. But if that's all we've got this week, I don't know why we would continue to let it lull.
Well,
we can go ahead and wrap up.
No, we still have the games to talk about. I mean, I haven't. Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh yeah. My God. I'm so sorry.
We're not finished yet.
So go ahead and take that with us. Take that for us, Malik. What's going on in games?
Well, I have been like just. What have I done? I've been playing older games recently. Like the only newer game I'm playing right now is still NBA Live 18, but I've gone back and started replaying the Devil May Cry series because I bought the HD collection some time ago because I just wanted to know what it was about. And I played through the first game once, but I stopped like halfway through. And then I started replaying again, and I realized this game is pretty hard. And so I decided to just stop playing it, just watch a cutscene movie of the first game. So I got all that out of the way.
Oh my God.
And now I'm playing the second one, and like, the second game compared to the first, like, gameplay-wise, the way Dante moves, it's better. And I really appreciate that they give you a health bar telling you, like, how much health the minions or whatever have, and so just guessing and everything. But I also kind of don't like it because, the bosses are laughably easy compared to the first game, where, like, the first boss you come across in the first game is like, he's not hard or easy, but he's challenging, and like he can definitely wreck you if you're not prepared. Especially like the second boss, I guess the second boss is considered a boss, and there's like a mini boss too that's also kind of hard if you're not careful. But anyways, the bosses in DMC 2 so far are very, very easy, and there's even a boss where it's literally just in the like an infested chopper. So, like, you can't really, like, use your sword on it. You have to use your guns. So you're just pretty much, like, standing there mashing X all the time. And you're just slowly dodging missiles. And, like, you just slowly watch the health bar trickle down, which takes a very long time, mind you. So it's, like, it's just a... yeah. But, I think I'm halfway through DMC 2 right now. And I'm honestly very excited to play Devil May Cry 3 because I think that's like the definitive experience for Devil May Cry fans, I think, from what I hear. Like, it's 3 and then 4 are like the best so far. Yeah.
Okay.
But honestly, I am having a blast with this series, though. Dante is one of my favorite video game characters now.
I remember you mentioned you had bought that. I didn't know if you had played them yet.
Yeah.
And I had a gut feeling. I was like, that's going to be right up Malik's alley. Just because it draws so much inspiration from all the other things that you like Berserk. Well,
funny story. Apparently, Devil May Cry was inspired by the Divine Comedy. Loosely inspired by the Divine Comedy.
Well, very loosely.
Loosely. Like, when I heard about that, I kind of did a double take. Like, wait, seriously? Really? You sure?
Yeah. It's also somewhat inspired by the movies that you showed me, Berserk.
I guess I can see that, yeah.
Well, just like, you know, the huge swords and like a lot of the creatures and stuff that you fight are like drawn from Berserk in a certain way. But cool. Good stuff.
And speaking of which, I'm going to play some more after we finish this podcast, honestly.
Gotcha.
How's Odyssey so far?
I played a little bit more of Odyssey. I didn't get a chance to play too much this week, just because I was working on music a lot more this week than I was playing video games. But Odyssey is still good, still really enjoying it, so I continue to recommend it. Next week will be I will have a lot to talk about video games wise next weekend. Yeah. Potentially. I will be on the road this evening, Sunday through next Saturday night. So I might not actually have a whole lot to talk about because I may not have a chance to play a lot since I'll be on the road most of the week. But Rocket League releases Tuesday for the Nintendo Switch. I was going to say, like,
that already came out, didn't it?
Came out several years ago, in fact.
Yeah. What?
No. Yeah, so I'm very excited. That while I do currently own a copy of Rocket League on my PC, I have wanted to kind of start a fresh profile with a fresh new audience because I just wanted to play with people that have a similar skill set to me, and then kind of grow from there. And also, I like the idea of playing Rocket League, you know, on the plane or on a portable system. That just to me feels more appealing. So I probably will rebuy Rocket League and then Skyrim, of course, next week.
What about 2K?
Battlefront. 2K, I am.
Not gonna get it.
See, I'm torn. I might get it if it goes on sale for a decent price at some point. I do not know that I'll buy it on the Switch, though. I might just get it for PC.
Yeah.
And that's only because I have not been hearing good things about NBA 2K18 for the Switch. I've been hearing it's very buggy and has a lot of issues.
Okay.
So I'm a little hesitant. But in terms of my upcoming games list, since I don't have a lot to talk about in terms of what I've played, Rocket League, Skyrim, Battlefront 2... I'm going to probably get Assassin's Creed Origins as well at some point in the near future. So basically, this week is just let Steve throw away a lot of money.
Going all the way back to movies for a quick second, there's one movie you forgot to bring up. Justice League is coming out next Friday. Well, this Friday.
You're saying I forgot to bring that up? No, I'm joking.
It's coming out the 17th.
So what are your...
I'm gonna check it out, honestly. Just see how it is. Yeah.
Yeah?
Probably not. Well, we'll see. I still need to see Thor first, though.
Okay. I'm gonna wait on... I'm gonna let you see that. Unless I go with you to see it the first time, I'm gonna wait. Because I am my expectations for that are basically zero. I hope they prove me wrong, but I don't, doesn't look too good. Anyway, do we have any other sections that I've completely forgotten about?
Well, that's pretty much it. Movies, games, music, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, we hit up sports.
And sports.
One thing that I should have said this at the beginning of the podcast, I may have said that I was sick or kind of sick, so that would that's why our podcast might also be affected and why I'm completely out of it.
As for your sampling, where will people be able to hear that? On the website, pretty much, right?
Oh, actually, thank you for... I completely forgot about that, and I moved that at the beginning. So, in terms of my music work, there may be a track at the beginning and end of this podcast. I may use that as the new intro or outro music, depending on how I feel about the tracks. But I actually have an upcoming album, or a mixtape. I'm not sure which one of those two it's going to be yet. But it is called Don't Settle for Half-Assed Happiness.
Yeah, I remember those.
The theme is in the title. Currently that's slated for a December 15th release. And depending on if I can get clearance for different samples and stuff, I may actually sell this album. This may be an album that I put online for sale and in some local stores and stuff to maybe, you know, make a little money off of it. But we'll see. With sampling, you have to get rights and you have to get certain royalties and things cleared. You can't just put it out there. Like my previous music, all of my previous music was original content. That album, I will be releasing different pieces of it on the website, tech5music.com. I will also be putting things on SoundCloud as well and attach those to the website in due time. So.
Okay.
But yeah, and then I'm trying to currently convince either myself or Malik to provide some vocals. But we will see. We will see. What about you, Malik? Do you have any projects? How's Eden? Give us an update on Eden.
I haven't written Eden for a little bit over the weekend because I've been so busy, but I've written a little bit late last night, and I plan on doing some more after this.
You haven't spoken too much about Eden. Really quick before the podcast kind of concludes, can you kind of give the listeners... what is Eden? Because I know what Eden is, but they don't.
Well, at this point, Eden is like my very long passion project that's taken me about 2 years, 3 years, I think. I think it's around that time. And it's been through so many, revisions and just, yeah. But basically what it's about is, it's about this kid named James who's the last of his kind, who are the creators of pretty much anything and everything. He finds himself, all alone, and he creates some more things in order to, combat the feeling of loneliness, I guess. And, one of the things he created ends up getting in trouble, and so he has to help out, and that's pretty much the best way I can explain it, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a product Malik's been working on for a very long time, and I've been very happy to see it continue to grow.
And I'm also thinking about doing a sort of sci-fi noir story, kind of like Blade Runner, because I realize I really love noir stories a lot. Those are my favorite kind of movies, I think.
No, they're fun. I've actually been writing, I might actually send it to you, and this is a little bit of an aside from the podcast, but I guess the listeners can hear. I've been writing a two what I hope to be feature-length screenplays.
Mm-hmm.
One I'll discuss on a future podcast, but the other is a Blade Runner noir-esque movie mixed with a horror thriller stuff. So it's kind of like those two things. So it's very, in the sense that, it's very stylized in terms of its music. It's not, stereotypical horror music where it's, you have, string instruments that are just, But it is kind of that future dystopian thing. But it's a horror movie, so it's... Anyway, I'll make sure to forward those your way at some point. But yeah, I would love I would love to read this new project that you're considering once you get some material down.
Okay.
I want to see your stuff. I want to see it. The only thing that I have refused to read of Malik's is Eden, and that's because I just want to see it in its entirety.
You refused to read. No, not I'm because good, thanks.
No, it was I just want to I am very weird in that I don't like reading or watching anything. This is with anything. I like seeing a complete product. Whether it's a rough draft of a complete product is fine. I just need to see beginning, middle, and end because this is the same reason I can't watch TV unless it's Netflix or Hulu based, because I need to be able to keep watching and finish it. I can't stand to be left on a cliff. I hate that.
Then again, I actually kind of don't mind that because it makes me want to tune in for next time. Or like make me remember and everything to watch the next episode and stuff.
Yeah. And I can respect that. It's just for me, like, because it wrecks me inside. Because then all that week, I'm just like, what's going to, like, I just go crazy with theoretics and it distracts me. And so like I have to like cut that out of my life.
Yeah.
But I believe that is this week's episode of the Technically Speaking Podcast. My name is, I'm Tech Five.
I'm No One.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week.
All right. Later, guys.